blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور
Dear viewers of Madani channel, once again welcome our topic today. Our mistakes in life, our mistakes in salah, our mistakes in home, our mistakes in our business, and many other things inshallah Azza wa Jal. But remember, as a human being, this is the definition of human being, the statue of mistakes. غلطیاں انسان ہی کرتا ہے but if you keep repeating your mistakes then it's not a mistake it's a habit and it's a big difference between mistake and habit so inshallah we will highlight today about our mistakes inshallah so we will make intention that inshallah we will rectify ourselves and inshallah azza wa jal we will try to remove our mistakes inshallah azza wa jal MashaAllah, Shahid Bhai, Waseem Bhai and Been Madani with us, MashaAllah. The blessings of Durood-e Paak, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, Zayyinu majalisakum bis salati alayya, fa inna salatakum alayya nurul lakum yawm al-qiyamah. Decorate your gatherings by sending peace and blessings upon me, as this will be nur for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. InshaAllah, we'll start with a beautiful kalam.
صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی کریمنا صلی علی عجب رنگ پر ہے بہار مدینہ کہ سب جنتیں ہیں نثار مدینہ عجب رنگ پر ہے بہار مدینہ کہ سب جنتیں ہیں نثار مدینہ 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 ہمارا مدینہ ہمیں جان و دل سے ہے پیارا مدینہ میری خاک یا رب نہ برباد جائے 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 پس مرگ کر دے غبار مدینہ پس مرگ کر دے غبار مدینہ 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 ہمارا مدینہ ہمیں جان و دل سے ہے پیارا کبھی تو معاصی کے خرمن میں یا رب کبھی تو معاصی کے خرمن میں یا رب کبھی تو معاصی کے خرمن میں یا رب کبھی تو معاصی کے خرمن آتش لا لازارِ مدینہ لگے آتشِ لال لازارِ مدینہ 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 ہمارا مدینہ ہمیں جان و دل سے ہے پیارا مدینہ دو عالم میں بٹتا ہے صدقہ یہاں کا دو عالم میں بٹتا ہے صدقہ یہاں کا دو عالم میں بٹتا ہے صدقہ یہاں کا دو عالم میں بٹتا ہے صدقہ دو عالم میں بٹتا ہے صدقہ یہاں کا دو عالم میں بٹتا ہے صدقہ یہاں کا ہمیں اک نہیں رے زخارِ مدینہ ہمیں اک نہیں رے زخارِ مدینہ 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 ہمارا مدینہ ہمیں جان و دل سے ہے پیارا مدینہ رہے ان کے جلوے بسے ان کے جلوے 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 میرا دل بنے یادگار مدینہ میرا دل بنے یادگار مدینہ 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 ہمارا مدینہ ہمیں جان و دل سے ہے پیارا مدینہ بنا آسمان منزل ابن مریم بنا آسمان منزل ابن مریم بنا بنا آسمان منزل ابن مریم گئے لام کا تاجدار مدینہ گئے لام کا تاجدار شرف جن سے حاصل ہوا انبیاء کو 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 وہی ہے حسن افتخار مدینہ وہی ہے حسن افتخار مدینہ عجب رنگ پر ہے بہار مدینہ کہ سب جنتیں ہیں نثار مدینہ 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 ہمارا مدینہ ہمیں جان و دل سے ہے پیارا مدینہ
سبحان اللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم Let's start with our beautiful مبلغ دعوت اسلامی شاہد بھائی who make many mistakes As a human being, I make a mistake. So it's not only Shahid bhai who make mistake. Many cases you deal is because of their mistakes. That by just a small mistake, all the family gone. So there are two, three aspects you can discuss. One, as a Islamic point of view, okay, there are many mistakes. One is like shari mistakes, and the consequences is become deserved for the hellfire. And one is your social mistakes in your home, day-to-day routine, and that they destroy the house, they destroy the family. So absolutely. Other mistakes, we can say, we're talking each other, and then you're making a mistake, Shahid bhai. And we forgive each other. Chalo, no problem. Yeah. But some mistakes, they hurt people. And when you keep repeating these mistakes, you don't realize that there is the problem started. Because if you do one and two times, then people say it's a mistake. But when you keep doing the same action, and you're not realizing is a major mistake, and somebody said beautifully, the main problem, the main mistakes of our life is that we are unaware of our own mistakes. अगर हमें अपनी गलतियों को ही नहीं पता तो हमें गलती कैसे पता चलेगी? ये इस ज़िंदगी की सबसे बड़ी गलती है हमारी।
Absolutely, yes. A beautiful topic about mistakes, and as you mentioned, we make mistakes, many mistakes throughout the day, without even realizing the mistakes. Now, some may think, well, what is a mistake? Mistake is an action, a decision, or a judgment that produces an unwanted or unintentional comment by somebody which results in a criticism or a negative outcome that will affect another person. So if you look at it, Islam is a perfect way of life. It's a pathway which has been laid by Allah Almighty around the ages of human history. We all need to become better Muslims and continue on learning and practicing all things that make us better Muslims. And one of those things is that we learn from our mistakes and we rectify our mistakes. When a person makes mistakes, a person can do three things to deal with that. One is admit that they made a mistake. Second is to learn from the mistake they made. And thirdly, don't repeat that mistake.
Okay.
These are the three things that a person must do. Before I look on the aspect of, on the Islamic point first of all, Shah Sahib, many of us, we read the Quran. Many probably will read the Holy Quran and not pronouncing the words correctly as well. And they are making mistakes and not acting upon how to rectify those mistakes. Alhamdulillah, this organization, Dawud Islami, has given us this platform of learning from basics so that we can rectify our mistakes, so we can attend classes where Tajweed is taught. For adults, separate, for children, separate. If you don't have time to attend a physical class, then they've got a special online classes which we can learn as well. So this is an aspect which we need to take initiative to learn. But we can only take this initiative to learn if we know that we are making mistakes. How do we know that we are making a mistake? Have we ever asked a scholar or a Hafiz of Quran whose recitation is correct that, can you please test me on my recitation? If we are not going to take that initiative, then how are we going to know that we are making mistakes? That's an aspect which we need to ponder upon. We see many people, Shah Sahib, who make mistakes, but they are not prepared to admit that they made a mistake. Why? Because they don't want to be labeled with the tag so-called that being at fault or being in wrong. Because people don't want to be criticized that they've done something wrong, because they don't want to be treated by others differently or be given less attention or preference in what they do or what they say. So people won't admit that they must have made a mistake, even knowingly that they probably are in the wrong, they won't admit that they made a mistake. Something which is common that we don't admit that we've done. We live in an age where judging others has become a norm, and mocking other people for their mistakes has become a huge pastime for many people. While some of us might do it unintentionally, others might do it out of ignorance or even arrogance. Calling ourselves from the best of creation, from the Ummah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, comes with certain responsibilities, and one such responsibility is correcting people's mistakes and correcting our own mistakes as well. And we need to ponder upon, Shah Sahib, how many mistakes are we making, how often are we getting our mistakes checked by others, and what initiative are we taking for that? If somebody hasn't made a mistake and we know the person has made a mistake, or we speaking to the person, you're slightly wrong in this, do it this way, or are we making a fun of that person's mistake? Because it's quite common where people are to do this. Quite often in this quest of learning knowledge and implementing it in our lives, we become over-judgmental at times with our brothers. Instead of correcting their mistakes, we begin to pass our opinions in the way they do things. You know, so-called, we're passing a fatwa that...
Make a
that
fun, you can say.
Yeah, we're doing a fatwa that doing certain things. Instead of correcting their mistakes, and rather than criticizing them, when we criticize people, it can lead to two things. One, we'll be hurting a person of what we've said to them, and they'll drift away from seeking knowledge. The other aspect is, we speak to a person and correct their mistakes and rectify them, bring them closer to deen. But which option are we taking here? We need to realize, maybe majority of people will probably criticize other person's mistakes without looking at our own faults and our own mistakes. When we're pointing a finger at somebody else's mistake, we forget that three fingers are pointing at us, that we're probably making much more mistakes than that person is. So something which we need to ponder upon. And inshallah, throughout the program, we'll discuss many of the points of mistakes people make, mistakes we make, how we can rectify mistakes, and what is the best way around it.
A wise person always learns from the mistake, in simple words. And his other one, which is a smart wise, which is a mistake, which is a sabak seek. So, I'm not going to repeat this mistake. Ek to hota aapne mistake ki hai. So, you learn a lesson. Lekin jo akalmand hota hai na, wo dusro ki mistake se bhi leta hai ki yaar ye karunga to mujhe nuksan hoga. Fasim bhai, mistake admit karni chahiye. Mistake nigrani shuru ka ek jumla tha. Mistake always admit ki jati hai. Sahi hai na? Usko justify nahi kiya jata. Hum mistake ko justify karne lagte problem ho jata hai. Wahi pe problems create hote hain, wahi pe argument shuru hote hain. Mistakes can only be admit. That's it. Usko admit karne problem khatam ho jayegi. Aap usko justify karne aisa hua tha, chu chara karte, then everything gone.
Shah sahab, a couple of things, mashallah, but I'll just quickly follow up on your point as well, that regarding admitting your mistakes, this is very, very critical, that what happens when you don't admit your mistake? First of all, now, you know you're in the wrong, but what's going to happen is, because you're going to try to justify it, it's going to open many other doors of sin. What's going to happen is that you're going to justify, you're going to end up lying, you're going to end up backbiting, you're going to end up doing this. And what's going to happen is that because you don't want to lower yourself slowly by saying, I'm wrong, you're going to, just to make yourself look good, you're going to open the doors of sins. So it's best that you just admit yourself a mistake. And remember one thing, Shah Sahib, regarding mistakes, what we're talking about today. Remember the blessed Anbiya Kiram and the angels, they are masoom. But people like us, we're going to make mistakes. We made many mistakes yesterday, we're going to make mistakes today. And in the future, there's no guarantee that we won't make mistakes. So mistakes is part of life. You won't find anyone that will say, I've never made a mistake. And the thing is, sometimes you making mistakes in your social life, this is good for you in the long term, because it allows you to learn. You make a mistake with your business, with your college, with your education, what happens is, you learn from that, it gives you success down the road. The other thing that Shahid Bhai spoke about regarding mistakes, which I just want to talk about here as well. Basically, one is that you mentioned about admitting your sin. The second of all is regarding people who are finding faults in other people. This is another huge problem. This is another mistake. We're not looking at our own mistakes. We're looking at other people. Remember, Islam mentions a couple of things here. As we're talking about mistakes, I just want to talk about here that Islam says that if you see someone doing something haram, you got three ways to rectify. First, by your actions. This is the strongest of iman. Second is by your tongue. This is the medium category. And the weakest one is that at least in your heart, you find and you realize that what this person is doing is wrong. So this is how we need to try to rectify other people. We mentioned the strongest part, the medium part, and the weakest part of iman. But the other thing that is very, very important to mention here, you know someone. You know you explaining to him is not going to help. But if you're going to spend hours trying to explain to him. But on the other hand, if you know now, for example, he's made a mistake. Now, Shah Sahib, you know that if you know in the back of your mind, if I'm going to explain to Wasim, I'm going to try to rectify his mistake, he will listen to me. Then it is wajib for you to explain to that person, to try to rectify him. Sometimes we think that, oh no, 100% we need to go down this route. But if you know in the back of your mind that me explaining to this individual, he will listen, then it is wajib for you to explain to the individual. So this is another thing that following on from Shahid, by which I wanted to mention. But the other critical point, Shahid, are very, very critical in today's day and age. We've got so many problems. We've got so many mistakes internally. We're creating so much problems due to our own mistakes. We're now not going to look what's going on here. We're looking at other people. Look at his mistakes. Look what he's done wrong. Look what he's done wrong. We're always looking at other people. And this is where Allah has mentioned in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, and do not search for hidden faults. This is another huge mistake that we do. We're always looking at other people. If we spend the same time focusing on our mistakes, we could be probably the next successful person. We could be successful if we focus on our own mistakes. But what's happening today is, why is he doing this? Why is he doing that? And then some people, you know, they don't make many mistakes. Then we have to investigate. How can I find a problem of him? The person doesn't go to sleep at night that, no, this person, I need to find something negative. So it's very, very important. Yes, people will make mistakes. But at the same time, we need to look at our own mistakes. The other point, Shahsab, that I want to speak about today, regarding our society, regarding the homes that we're living in today, one huge mistake that majority of people have, that if we get rid of this one mistake, our society can become a better society. What's that one mistake? Our expectations are too high. We're going to go home today. We want everything. And this is what causes stress. This is what causes a person to lose his anger. Now, we're going to be driving back to our homes after the studio. If I'm thinking that I'm going to get home, there's going to be no problems on the way. A small problem's going to come, I'm going to get hyper. Why did this happen? Why did that happen? This is why in the back of our minds, we need to try to lower our expectations. People will make mistakes. Very, very important. You need to try to lower your expectations, especially in the home. So lower your expectations, inshallah, azawajal. In other words, get rid of this mistake, inshallah, azawajal. Your life will become a peaceful life,
inshallah. So in nutshot, you can say, Mr. Perfect and Miss Perfect, this is the main problem. You are looking everything in perfection-wise. You can't find anything perfect. Seriously. Then you will be leave alone. No one will be with you if you're looking everything. This should be perfect. This should be perfect. Perfect kahan hoti hai? News bhi aage bhi je kuch second ho jati. Jaaz bhi change ho jati hai. Ghanto jaaz late ho jate. Trainen late ho jati. Sab kuch late ho jata hai. Perfect kahan se koi chiz chal sakti hai? Aap thodi hai. Perfect jo Allah Kareem chahta wo chiz perfect chal rahi hai. Jo nizam banaya usne. Main aur aapke banane se koi chiz perfect nahi hogi. Hamara yehi problem hai ki we all make mistakes. And the biggest mistake we could make is to lose hope on Allah Azza wa Jalla mercy. Ye ek aur hamari problem hai. Jabki Quran Pak mein hai ke do not lose hope in Allah's mercy. Hamare aisa kar diya wo ho yaar ab bada mushkil hai. Kya mushkil hai yaar? Get back on track. Tauba kare. Allah Taala tauba karne walon ko pasand farmata hai.
Beshak.
Inna Allah yuhibbut tawwabin. Beshak Allah Azza wa Jalla tauba karne walon ko pasand karta hai. तो तौबा कर ले फौरन और फिर राइट ट्रैक पर आ जाए यार ये तो हो गया पुश उस चक्कर में और बुरा करते जाते हैं और सिंस पर सिंस करते करते जो है ना तौबा की तरफ आते हैं क्योंकि उम्मीद छोड़ चुके होते हैं ये मिस्टेक है हमारी लाइफ की सीरियसली मतलब मिसाल के तौर पे एक और मिस्टेक है यार अब मैं तो वजन कम ही नहीं कर सकता ये एक और मिस्टेक यार क्यों नहीं कर सकते भाई ये प्रॉब्लम है यू कांट एंजॉय वेल इफ यू आर नॉट इन गुड हेल्थ अब ये एक मिस्टेक है हमारी कि हमने पूरी लाइफ काम किया वी वर्क सो हार्ड टू अर्न मनी एंड ऑफ द डे हमने अपनी हेल्थ को लूज कर दिया अब क्या कर रहे हैं अपनी हेल्थ को दोबारा करने के लिए अपनी वेल्थ को लूज कर रहे हैं तो हर चीज को नॉर्मल लेकर चले मॉडरेट वे के अंदर चले इस्लाम ने भी इसको पसंद किया इतना ऊपर ना चले जाए जो वसीम भाई कह रहे इतनी हाई एक्सपेक्टेशन के नो वन कैन फुलफिल योर एक्सपेक्टेशन फिर आपके लिए प्रॉब्लम आ जाएगी खाना पीना ये सारी चीजें मुझे परफेक्ट चाहिए ये क्यों लगा घर के अंदर इसीलिए तो मारधाड़ होती है वो भी परफेक्ट चाहती है और ये भी परफेक्ट चाहता है बच्चे दोनों को देखे कहते हैं हमें सारी चीजें परफेक्ट चाहिए परफेक्ट कुछ भी नहीं होता है ना आप परफेक्ट हो ना वो परफेक्ट है बेचारी मिलजुल कर काम चलाएं घर का मदीना मदीना होगा
ये वाकई शाह जी परफेक्ट जात अकल सलातो वसलाम दी जे बिल्कुल बेऐब कोई उनक मिस्टेक नहीं इंसान जरा बनाया गया ना कुरान पाक अंदर फरमाया खुलकल इंसान दईफा इंसान कमजोर पैदा किया गया इंसान यकीनन गलतियां करता है ठीक है सिवाय फरिश्तियां तो ते अंबिया करम अलैहि सलातो वसलाम तो ते गलतियां दी ना कैटेगरी हुंदी है बाज़ गलतियां एवें जेड़ी हराम लेवल दी हुंदियां ने बाज़ गलतियां हराम तो जरा कम दर्जा हुंदा मकरूह लेवल दी हुंदियां ने तो कुछ गलतियां जेड़ियां नॉर्मल जिन गुनाह नहीं मिलता उन्हां ते
ਤੇ ਬਹਰਹਾਲ ਹਰ ਕੈਟਾਗਰੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਗਲਤੀ ਦੇ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਨਾਲ ਉਹਦਾ ਹੁਕਮ ਵੀ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਤੇ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਆਪਣੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿਹੜੇ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਦੀਆਂ ਗਲਤੀਆਂ ਕਰਨ ਦਿਆ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਪਾਕ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਇਰਸ਼ਾਦ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਵਲ ਆਸਰੀ ਇਨਲ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਲਫੀ ਖੁਸਰ ਤੇ ਜ਼ਮਾਨਾ ਮਹਿਬੂਬ ਦੀ ਕਸਮ ਇਨਲ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਲਫੀ ਖੁਸਰ ਕਿ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਖਸਾਰੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਿਵਾ ਇਮਾਨ ਵਾਲਿਆਂ ਤੋਂ ਤੇ ਨੇਕ ਅਮਲ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਿਆਂ ਤੋਂ ਵਤਵਾਸਉ ਬਿਲ ਹੱਕ ਵਤਵਾਸਉ ਬਿਸਬਰ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਨੂੰ ਹੱਕ ਦੀ ਵਸੀਅਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਤੇ ਸਬਰ ਦੀ ਤਲਕੀਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਪਾਕ ਅੰਦਰ ਇਰਸ਼ਾਦ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਬੰਦੇ ਨੇਕ ਅਮਾਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਅੱਛੇ ਅਮਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਗੋਇਆ ਕਿ ਇੱਕ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੱਛੇ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਨੇ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਅੱਛਾ ਫਿਰ ਇੱਕ ਹੋਰ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੇ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਨੇਕ ਲੋਕ ਨੇ ਵੱਲਜ਼ੀਨਾ ਇਦਾ ਫਅਲੂ ਫਾਹਿਸ਼ਤਨ ਔ ਜ਼ਾਲਮੂ ਅਨਫੁਸਹੁਮ ਜ਼ਕਰੁਲਲਾਹ ਫਸਤਗਫਰੂ ਲਿਜ਼ਨੂਬਿਹਿਮ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਲੋਕ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਕੋਈ ਬੁਰਾ ਕੰਮ ਕਰ ਲੈਣ ਜਾਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਜਾਨਾਂ ਤੇ ਜ਼ੁਲਮ ਕਰ ਲੈਣ ਤੇ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੂੰ ਯਾਦ ਕਰਨ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਨਾਹਾਂ ਦੀ ਮਾਫ਼ੀ ਮੰਗਣ ਵਾ ਮੈਂ ਯਗਫਿਰ ਜ਼ਨੂਬ ਇਲਾਹ ਔਰ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਕੇ ਸਿਵਾ ਕੌਣ ਮਾਫ਼ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਹੈ ਵਲਮ ਯੁਸਰੂ ਅਲਾ ਮਾ ਫਅਲੂ ਵਹਮ ਯਅਲਮੂਨ ਔਰ ਉਹ ਆਪਣੇ ਕੀ ਹੋਏ ਕਾਮ ਪਰ ਇਸਰਾਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਤੇ ਤੇ ਇਹ ਬਾਤ ਵੀ ਜਾਣਤੇ ਹੈ ਪਤਾ ਇਹ ਚੱਲਿਆ ਕਿ ਬੰਦੇ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਮਿਸਟੇਕ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਆਪਣੇ ਉਸ ਮਿਸਟੇਕ ਤੇ ਇਸਰਾਰ ਨਾ ਕਰੇ ਜਿਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਇਸਰਾਰ ਕਰ ਸਮ ਟਾਈਮ ਐਸਾ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਕਿ ਬੰਦਾ ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਛੋਟੀ ਮਿਸਟੇਕ ਕਰੇ ਨਾ ਤੇ ਇਸਰਾਰ ਦੀ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਨਾਲ ਉਹ ਵੱਡੀ ਬਣ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਬੰਦੇ ਨੂੰ ਅਹਤਿਆਤ ਕਰਨੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ ਬੰਦੇ ਨੂੰ ਅਗਰ ਮਿਸਟੇਕ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇ ਤੇ ਉਸ ਮਿਸਟੇਕ ਨੂੰ ਹੱਲ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਕਰਨਾ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਇਗਨੋਰ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਕਰਨਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਬਚਾਉਣਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਤੌਰ ਤੇ ਵੇਖਿਆ ਜਾਵੇ ਬਿਜ਼ਨਸ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੇਖਿਆ ਜਾਵੇ ਤੇ ਅਗਰ ਬੰਦਾ ਛੋਟੀ ਛੋਟੀ ਮਿਸਟੇਕਾਂ ਇਗਨੋਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਰਹੇ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਸੈੱਟ ਨਾ ਕਰੇ ਤੇ ਬਾਜ਼ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਉਹ ਇਸ ਲੈਵਲ ਤੇ ਪੁੱਜ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਕਿ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਬਿਜ਼ਨਸ ਅੰਦਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਵੱਡਾ ਖਸਾਰਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਤੇ ਇਸ ਲਈ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਆਪਣੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੇਖਦਾ ਰਹਿਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਮਿਸਟੇਕ ਹੋਵੇ ਤਾਂ ਮਿਸਟੇਕ ਨੂੰ ਫਿਲ ਫੌਰ ਹੱਲ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰੇ ਤੇ ਇਹਦਾ ਬਿਹਤਰੀਨ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਬੰਦਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਨਾਲ ਮਸ਼ਵਰਾ ਕਰ ਲਵੇ ਅਗਰ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਤਾ ਜਾਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਵੱਡਿਆਂ ਕੋਲ ਸਿੱਖੇ ਜਿਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਮਿਸਟੇਕਾਂ ਕੀਤੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕੀ ਸਬਕ ਹਾਸਲ ਕੀਤਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਬਕ ਹਾਸਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਬੁਲਾਵਾ ਦੀ ਇੱਕ ਇਬਾਰਤ ਹੈ ਫਰਮ ਮਨ ਅਕਬਰੂ ਮਿਨ ਕਸਿਨਨ ਅਕਸਰ ਮਿਨ ਕ ਤਜਰੀਬਾਤਨ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਲੋਕ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਚ ਉਮਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੱਡੇ ਨੇ ਤੇ ਫਰਮਾ ਤਜਰਬਾਤ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੀ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਤਜਰਬਾਤ ਕੋਲ ਸਿੱਖਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਫਾਦਰ ਜਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਐਲਡਰ ਵੱਡੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਵੀ ਹੈ ਨੇ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਕਿਸ ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ ਆਪ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਬਸਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਰਹੇ ਉਸ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਨਾਲ ਬੰਦੇ ਨੂੰ ਚੱਲਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਜਿਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਕੋਲ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਅਫਾਲ ਕੋਲ ਬੰਦਾ ਸਿੱਖੇਗਾ ਤਾਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਸਾਡੀਆਂ ਸੈੱਟ ਹੋ ਜਾਣਗੀਆਂ ਤੇ ਬੰਦਾ ਇੱਕ ਅੱਛਾਈ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ ਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ
ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਅੱਛੀ ਤਵਜੋ ਦਿਲਾਈ ਕਿ ਪੀਪਲ ਮੇਕ ਮਿਸਟੇਕਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਰੈਕਟੀਫਾਈ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਮੂਵ ਫਾਰਵਰਡ ਨਾ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਫਾਲੋਇੰਗ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਬਿਹਾਈਂਡ ਦੇ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਲਰਨ ਦ ਲੈਸਨ ਫਰਮ ਯੂ ਕਾਂਟ ਰਿਪੀਟ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਮਿਸਟੇਕ ਚਲੋ ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਐਕਸਰਸਾਈਜ਼ ਕਰੂੰ ਬਟ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਬਤਾ ਤੋ ਦਿਆ ਆਪਕੋ ਐਸੇ ਕਰੇਂਗੇ ਤੋ ਯੋਗਾ ਆਪ ਯੇ ਕਰ ਲੀਜੀਏ ਆਪ ਖੁਦ ਉਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਮੇਂ ਦੁਬਾਰਾ ਕਰਨੇ ਜਾਤੇ ਸਾਲ ਵੀ ਜ਼ਾਇਆ ਹੁਆ ਟਾਈਮ ਵੀ ਜ਼ਾਇਆ ਹੁਆ ਐਵਰੀਥਿੰਗ ਵੇਸਟੇਡ ਤੋ ਹਮਾਰਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮ ਯਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਹਮ ਦੂਸਰੋਂ ਕੇ ਫਾਇਦੇ ਜੋ ਐਕਸਪੀਰੀਅੰਸ ਹੈ ਉਸਸੇ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਠਾਤੇ ਯੇ ਵੀ ਇੱਕ ਮਿਸਟੇਕ ਹੈ ਭਾਈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਮਿਹਨਤ ਕਰਕੇ ਦੇ ਡਨ ਆਲ ਹਾਰਡ ਬਿਟ ਮਿਸਾਲ ਕੇ ਤੌਰ ਪਰ ਆਪ ਇਹ ਦਾਵਤ ਸਮੇਂ ਇੱਕ ਮਿਹਨਤ ਕਰ ਲਈ ਨਾ ਮੇਡ ਐਵਰੀਥਿੰਗ ਫੋਰ ਯੂ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਲੇਸ਼ਨ ਮੌਜੂਦ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੀ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਮੌਜੂਦ ਹੈ ਸਿੱਖਣਾ ਮੌਜੂਦ ਹੈ ਆਪਕੋ ਆਪਣੇ ਤੌਰ ਪਰ ਚਲੋ ਮੈਂ ਦੇਖਤਾ ਹੂੰ ਕਈ ਸਾਲ ਲਗਾ ਰਹਾ ਇੱਕ ਚੀਜ਼ ਪੜੀ ਪੜੀ ਹੋਈ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਉਠਾ ਲੇ ਆਪ ਲੋਕ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਇਸਕੋ ਬਾਈ ਵੀ ਕਰੇ ਆਪ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਹੋਗਾ ਘਰ ਕੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਇਹ ਇੱਕ ਨੋਰਮਲ ਇਗਜ਼ਾਮਪਲ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਆਪ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਲੈ ਸਕਤੇ ਹੈ ਸਿਰਫ ਇਹ ਹਮਾਰੀ ਮਿਸਟੇਕ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਹਮ ਜੋ ਹੈ ਆਪਣੀ ਅਨਾ ਕੀ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਸੇ ਕਭੀ ਕਭੀ ਇਹ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਇੱਕ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮ ਹਮਾਰਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਵੀ ਨੈਵਰ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਟਾਈਮ ਟੂ ਆਵਰ ਸੈਲਫ ਇਹ ਇੱਕ ਹਮਾਰਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮ ਹੈ ਸ਼ਾਹਿਦ ਭਾਈ ਕਿ ਵੀ ਡੋਂਟ ਗਿਵ ਟਾਈਮ ਟੂ ਆਵਰ ਸੈਲਫ ਵੀ ਡੋਂਟ ਗਿਵ ਟਾਈਮ ਟੂ ਆਵਰ ਹੈਜ਼ ਵੀ ਡੋਂਟ ਗਿਵ ਟਾਈਮ ਟੂ ਆਵਰ ਕਹਤੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਇੱਕ ਔਰ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਕੀ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਸੇ ਸਮ ਐਕਸ਼ਨ ਵੀ ਪਰਫਾਰਮ ਦੇ ਕੌਨਸੀਕੁਐਂਸੀ ਯੂ ਡੋਂਟ ਸੀ ਐਟ ਦ ਟਾਈਮ ਆਫਟਰ 20-30 ਈਅਰਸ ਦ ਵੇ ਵੀ ਟਰੈਵਲ ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਬਾਈ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਅਬਾਊਟ 20-30 ਯੂ ਆਰ ਯੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਸੇ ਆਈ ਕੈਨ ਡੂ ਦਿਸ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦਿਸ ਦਿਸ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਡੂ ਦਿਸ ਨਾਓ ਐਸੇ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਅਬ ਅਗਰ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਮਿਸਾਲ ਕੇ ਤੌਰ ਪਰ ਵੈਸੇ ਹੀ ਕਹਿ ਰਹਾ ਹੂੰ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਹਮ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਆਪਣੀ ਸਿਹਤ ਕੋ ਹਰ ਚੀਜ਼ੋਂ ਕੋ ਕਰਤੇ ਲੌਂਗ ਟਰਮ ਚਲਤੇ ਲੁੱਕ ਇਟ ਅਮੀਰ ਅਲ ਸੁਨਨਤ ਪਰਫੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ ਵੈਰੀ ਕਹਤੇ ਨਾ ਹੈਲਥ ਕੌਨਸ਼ੀਅਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਵੈਰੀ ਹੈਲਥ ਕੌਨਸ਼ੀਅਸ ਕਿਤਨਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਪੀਣਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਆ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ ਹਮ ਜਾ ਜਾਤੇ ਖਾ ਲੇਤੇ ਜੋ ਚਾਹਤੇ ਅਰੇ ਚਲੋ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਕਰ ਲੇਤੇ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਕਰ ਲੇਤੇ ਖਾ ਲਿਆ ਫਿਰ ਬੈਠ ਜਾਤੇ ਅੱਛਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੈਂ ਪੇਟ ਭਰਾ ਕੋਈ ਚੀਜ਼ ਪਸੰਦ ਗਿਆ ਉਹ ਲੈ ਮੀ ਹੈਵ ਫਿਊ ਮੋਰ ਉਸਕੇ ਬਾਅਦ ਵੀ ਚਲੋ ਚਾਹ ਦੁਬਾਰਾ ਪੀ ਲਈ ਤਿੰਨ ਦਫਾ ਚਾਹ ਪੀ ਲਈ ਹਜ਼ਰਤ ਨੇ ਦੋ ਘੰਟੇ ਮੇਂ ਤਿੰਨ ਦਫਾ ਖਾਣਾ ਖਾ ਲਿਆ ਫਿਰ ਬੋਲੇ ਕਿਆ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮ ਤਾਂ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਨੋਟ ਨਾਓ ਬਟ ਆਫਟਰ 20-30 ਈਅਰਸ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਫੇਸ ਦ ਕੌਨਸੀਕੁਐਂਸ ਆਪਕੋ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਅਭੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਤਾ ਚੱਲ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਤਿੰਨ ਰਾਤੇ ਜਾਗ ਕਰ ਗਿਆ ਮੈਨੇ ਬਿਆਨ ਵੀ ਕੀਆ ਮੈਂ ਇਧਰ ਗਿਆ ਕੇਸ ਕੇ ਲਈ 12 ਘੰਟੇ ਗਾੜੀ ਚਲਾਈ ਸ਼ਾਹਿਦ ਭਾਈ ਵਾਪਿਸ ਆਇਆ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਝ ਨੋਟ ਨਾਓ after 20-30 years you will feel all these things. جو آپ نے اپنی ہیلتھ کو پورا ٹائم نہیں دیا تھا آج نہیں لیکن کل آپ کو ضرور پتا چلے گا. اسی لیے اپنی لائف کو ماڈریٹ وے کے اندر لے کر چلیں گے تو ساری چیزیں بھال رہیں گی.
سر وی ڈونٹ لک ایٹ دا لانگ ٹرم آف آور ہیلتھ اینڈ وی پش آور سیلف ایز مچ ایز وی کین بائی تھنکنگ دیٹ وی کین ڈو سرٹن تھنگس ایٹ اے ینگ ایج یو مے بی ایبل ٹو ڈو تھنگس بیکاز یو آر انرجیٹک بٹ اف یو لک ایٹ دا لانگ ٹرم اینڈ اسٹاپ فور وائل اینڈ تھنک about your health and the benefits for the future, then that mistakes we make at a young age, we can prevent these difficulties in the future. When, Shaza, when you realize that you made a mistake, or when anyone knows that they made a mistake, they need to take an immediate step and resolve that mistake as well, which a lot of people don't. And how can we do that? We need to take up our responsibility. Take the responsibility that we made a mistake. As human nature, unfortunately, many people, they jump into a self-defense mode, and rather accepting the mistake that they made, they tend to start finding solutions and blaming others, that it was my fault, it's not me who's done that, it's the next person. See, there are always extenuating circumstances, and most of us mess up a lot of things, but with good intentions, we need to change ourselves, and we need to accept that the mistakes we made, how we need to rectify those mistakes is by taking up our responsibility that yes, I made this mistake, I now need to resolve this mistake, and how can I resolve it? A lot of things, Shaza, by taking up this responsibility, and we know we made a mistake and we've hurt somebody's feeling, what do? We just ignore it. When we ignore a mistake, a problem, it doesn't go away. In fact, we get to burden with further problems and further issues. And this is another mistake which we do, is we ignore the mistakes that come our way, and we think it's nothing. Or we brush into the carpet, so to speak, that I'll deal with it later. This deal with it later never comes. When you need to do something, do it straight away. If you hurt somebody's feelings, if you upset somebody, apologize. Simple words, I'm sorry what I've done. I didn't mean to do it. It's unintentionally. Few words, it will change a person's thoughts, it will give a person a bit of satisfaction that at least you acknowledged that your actions or your sayings has upset another person. But unfortunately, we don't even utter the words of apology to another person, which is another big mistake we do. Had we taken up this and apologized to the other person that I didn't mean to do it, sorry, and whatever it is, things can be different between individuals as well. Another thing we can do, Shah Sahib, is we can offer a practical way to make up to our mistake. If I've upset somebody and the person is not talking to me, go and visit them. Take a little gift to them. Say, look, I'm sorry what I've done. Accept this little gift from me. And, you know, cheer the person up. Again, we don't do that as well. We think that what I've done or what I've said, it's perfectly fine and is justifiable. What we fail to realize, I'm only justifying to myself for my own satisfaction, not for anything else. And yet my own satisfaction, how long is that going to be? Day, 2 days, maybe a week. End of the day, we know deep down that what I've done, my actions or my words were wrong, and we need to take that responsibility. And by taking a gift to a person, we're bring a smile to the other person's face as well. The other person gets happy that at least he's realized that he's done something wrong. If another thing is that what we say about our mistake and I want to rectify it, rather than just saying it, we actually need to take an action and do it as well. Rather than saying, yes, I will do it. I will do it, I will do it. But I will do it. When are you going to do it? Why not just do it and say, look, I've made the mistake, I've rectified it. Even, we realize that when we're at work or anything to do with the worldly aspect, we are very careful in doing our work. We are very careful in doing things that we don't make mistakes. Why? Because we want to get promotion in our jobs. We want to get the best result in our job. We want to make sure that our employers, they look at us that this person is very interested and is hardworking because they take extra precautions in doing their tasks. But coming on to the religious aspect, Yazab, why are we so negligent in learning the deen in the way we should do? Why do we not take time to rectify our salah? Why do we not take time to rectify the mistakes we make in our wudu? Why do we not take time to rectify our recitation of the Quran? Why do we not take time to lead our life and practice our life in the way it's been taught to us by the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as well as the read the Quran, which is a complete guide for us to how we should lead our life in the Islamic manner? Mm. Unfortunately, our time, we spend our time in useless activities, and in these useless activities we make many mistakes and we think nothing about them as well. Yet if we stopped and thought about what is the best benefit for us in this world and the hereafter, the best benefit is leading our life in accordance to teachings of Quran and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
MashaAllah.
This is the best way.
MashaAllah. Ji Waseem bhai, ye to hum khud hi apni life ko complicate kar dete hain. We creating our own self. These are our mistakes. Kis wajah se? Overthinking. Shahid bhai bhi keh rahe, jo seekhne ki cheez hai wo seekh nahi rahe. Overthinking. Khama khai soche ja rahe about this person, about that happened in 2020, that happened, oh ho, in 1974 this happened, oh bhai wo to paida bhi nahi hua tha, tumne pehle se bana liya TV, wo paida bhi nahi hua tha, ye hua, acha 1960 mein ye hota tha, fir oh bhai kaise ko soch rahe ho itna yaar, aisa isko pata nahi, wo kehte wo gandagi ka wo bana diya aapne, bheja isko saaf rakhe, make it clear, simple always, kyunki good kya kehte, positive thinking always bring positive result. Overthinking करके आपने अपनी life को खुद complicated कर दिया है, ना wife आपसे बात करना चाहती है, ना बच्चे आपसे बात कर, आप खुद अपने आप से बात नहीं करना चाहते, तो किसने complicated की, आपने की अपनी life को, किसी और ने नहीं किया, this is the major mistake. देखिए mistakes life में होती हैं, उसके बाद क्या होता है, they help us to repent, learn and grow faster. अब आगे चले, लर्न करें अपनी मिस्टेक से, और फिर ये आपको सेल्फ डेवलपमेंट में काम आती है, इंप्रूवमेंट में काम आती है, सेल्फ रेक्टिफिकेशन में काम आती है. मिस्टेक हो गई, हम भी मानते हैं मिस्टेक हो गई, लेकिन उसके बड़ी मिस्टेक ये है कि अपनी मिस्टेक के ऊपर डटे रहना, उस मिस्टेक को छोड़ना नहीं है, कि ये गलती है मेरी, ये गलती है मेरी, उसी को पकड़ के बैठे हुए, उसको खामखा जस्टिफिकेशन में लगे हुए. रियलाइज करें कि मेरी ये मिस्टेक है, इस वजह से लोग मेरे करीब नहीं आते, इस वजह से मैं कामयाब नहीं हो रहा, Maybe this is the reason. इस चीज के ऊपर काम करें ना, फिर ही बात होगी. आपकी जरा सी सोच बदलने से मामला बदल जाता है. A person walking in bazaar, उसके टखनों पे ना इधर किसी का डंडा लगता है, अब वो गुस्से में, आप भी चलते हैं, किसी का डंडा लग जाए एकदम ही गुस्से में, उसने कहा अंधे हो गया, पीछे देखा तो वाकई अंधा था, वो डंडा पकड़ के चल रहा था, उसको पता ही नहीं डंडा लग गया एकदम, वो जैसे ही हुआ, अब क्या हुआ लिखा के जाने की, जैसे ही आपका नुक्ता नजर बदलता है, आपके एहसास बदल जाते हैं, आपकी सोच बदल जाती है फौरन. बस हमारा प्रॉब्लम यह है कि इफ वी स्टार्ट चेंजिंग आवर नुक्ता नजर, जो हमारी थिंकिंग है ना फॉर किसी के लिए, वो थोड़ी चेंज होने की बात है, मामले सारे ठीक हो जाएंगे. हमारा नुक्ता नजर चेंज नहीं होता. जिस दिन नुक्ता नजर चेंज हो गया आपका, आपका एहसास, आपकी फीलिंग कंप्लीटली चेंज हो जाएगी. जैसे उसका हुआ, उन्होंने बोला अंधा, वाकई वो अंधा था, उन्हें बगल देके बोला, हम जंप कर देते कंक्लूजन के ऊपर, स्ट्रेट अवे वी जंप, ओहो दिस इज द रीजन, दिस इज द, भाई ये नहीं था रीजन यार, थोड़ा मालूम तो कर लेते, दवाई लेने जा रहा, ओहो मरने वाला, चलो कब्रिस्तान चलते, जाके कवर खुला देते उसकी, उसका होता है प्रॉब्लम, ये फौरन ही आगे तक वहां तक पहुंच जाते, या किसी ने सोचा भी नहीं होता, ओ भाई वो ऐसी गोली लेके जा रहा था, सर के दर्द की, चलो उसके सर में दर्द था और कुछ नहीं, भाई मैंने देखा इतनी गोलियां ली है उसने, इतनी देर रहा, बस वो जाने वाला है, मसला है यार, खामा खाई ओवर थिंकिंग करके अपना भी काम खराब करते हैं, दूसरों का भी करते हैं. वसीम भाई,
शाह साहब, यू नो दिस पॉइंट यू मेंशन वेरी वेरी क्रिटिकल, यू नो मिस्टेक्स, दिस इज वन वेरी वेरी क्रिटिकल मिस्टेक दैट पीपल आर मेकिंग एट दिस मोमेंट इन टाइम. यू आर सिटिंग विद वन पर्सन, परफेक्टली फाइन, नो प्रॉब्लम, नेक्स्ट डे यू स्पीक टू द पर्सन, ही डजंट स्पीक टू यू प्रॉपर्ली. One major reason, he's had time to think during the night. You know, this problem, Shah Saab, you're with someone, days and days you're with someone, perfectly fine. All of a sudden, the mood off. What's going on? What happens is, Shah Saab, one huge problem that we're facing at this moment in time, of which I request the viewers of Badani Channel, Abdul Habiba mentioned this as well. Keep yourself busy. If you do not keep yourself busy, and if you're just sitting there, what's going to happen? These thoughts are going to be coming into your mind. You got time to think. Shah Sahib, one person is sitting in front of us. He's static. He's just sitting there. But we don't know that this huge noise that is there. Not physical noise, but noise in the head. So this is something that needs to be changed. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi beautifully mentions, before you think of one negative thought, think of 70 positive thoughts. It's simple as that. Keep yourself busy. Stay positive, inshallah, azza wa jal. Madina, Madina. The other thing that I want you to mention, what Shahid Bhai mentioned, is that another huge problem, another huge mistake that happens, especially in our homes. With our friends, we're doing everything we can to put a smile on their face. But the people in our homes, when's the last time that we tried to put a smile on their face? Like you mentioned, take a gift. You know, give salam. Say the food is cooked nicely. At least say something. You know, Shahsab, we were in the masjid the other day. One brother, the story that he mentioned, Shahsab, because there was one brother, he came to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. As Jummah time, etc., the Imam's giving a lecture. And Imam Sahib's like, look, you've come to the masjid. Your wife is cooking. When's the last time you said thank you to her? When's the last time you said to her the food is cooked nice? This person, his mindset is made now. He goes home. He's got this in the back of his mind. Today, I'm going to praise my wife, sweetheart. I'm going to say to her, after 10 years, I'm going to say to her that your food is cooked nicely. So he eats the iftar. He opens his iftar. He eats the food. Now, what happens is, he's at the bottom of his, inshallah, he says to his wife, the food is absolutely brilliant. It was mashallah nice. Now, in the bottom of his heart, he's thinking to himself, she's going to be really happy. He puts his head down, and all of a sudden, there's shouting in the house. Imam Sahib said, you praise your wife's food, there's going to be positivity in the house. It's the opposite here. Allah. But what does she say? She says, for 10 years I've been cooking for you. Allah. Now, once you have praised my food, today the neighbor, she has cooked food for you. For us. She's passed the food to us. And that's it. So this is something that, you know, when we do something as well, when we plan something, at least investigate first what's going on. Like this person, the complete opposite. If you was thinking that, you know, it's going to be Medina, Medina in the house, but completely opposite happened. So, you know, whenever you do something, whenever you're looking to do positive as well, at least investigate, at least check the ground, at least
rather than do a big action, do a continue action.
Exactly.
Allah Kareem ko bhi ye pasand hai, jo kaam, jo hai, wo lagataar, baar baar kiya jaya. Ab ek dafa aapne tarif kar di, 10 saal ki din se dhamaga dhona tha. Agar aap continue, jo Islam ne bataya hai, continue action asar rakhta na. Patthar pe bhi drops girte rehte hain, make a place in stones, mountains. So if you, yani har saal mein ek do qatre girate rehte, to ye dhamaga to nahi hota 10 saal ke baad. Ab pata nahi Shahid bhai ne samjha diya hoga, jaake karna kaam aage piche ho gaya.
So definitely, Shahsab,
bara kariye. Aap jo inhone kaha hai na, koi baat nahi. वो बाबा वालों का था, पड़ोसी का था, नो प्रॉब्लम, नेक्स्ट टाइम आओगे घर वालों का,
जस्ट इन्वेस्टिगेट हुज कुक द फूड टुडे, सो आई नो यू यू प्रमोट इट, बट डेफिनेटली शाह साहब, पॉजिटिविटी इज समथिंग दैट स्पेशली, यू नो, वी डिस्कसिंग यस्टरडे रिगार्डिंग द टॉपिक ऑफ पेरेंट्स. You know, at times we're always looking to please other people, our friends, our boss, our employees, that we're looking to impress them, make them happy. But the people in the house as well, you know, they are the people that are living with us. They're till end of our life. So look after them, make them happy, inshallah, azza wa jal. Your house, this huge problem that we have in our society today, this house is broke, that house is broke. Learn to please other people. Learn to please your house members. Learn to put a smile on their face.
Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ka call hai, ki when you are outside, be a man. And when you are inside, then like a child. MashaAllah, achhi tawajjo diye, ghar ke andar bhi ek hona chahiye, mistakes jo hai na, you have to give time. In simple words, main ek aur cheez aapko arz karunga, you have to give time to solve your problem and to remove your mistakes. Without giving time, kuch possible nahi hoga. Aap sochein, baithein, itna matlab aapne apne aapko time hi nahi diya, meri kya kya mistake hai. Ab problem hai zara si, ab hua kya, garam patili ko pakdenge to haath to jalega, usko thoda thanda hone de, warna haathon ka bhi nuksan hoga, patili ka bhi nuksan hoga, jo pakata hai wo time sab zaya hoga. To problem hoti na, har problem usi waqt uska solution nahi hota. और प्रॉब्लम को जज किया जाता है उसी वक्त, आपका रिस्पांस जो है ना, कभी कभी ये बड़ी मिस्टेक बन जाता है, घर टूट जाता है. यानी कि वन एंग्री अदर वन स्टार्ट, वो तेल डालने लगे है तो भूख करके घर ही उड़ जाएगा. फिर एक गुस्से में तो सामने से हट जाए, घर बच जाएगा. और घर को तबाह करना, दोनों खड़े होके बोलते ना, ठा ठू, एंड ऑफ द डे क्या होगा, थ्री वर्ड्स, पूरी लाइफ डिस्ट्रॉय, फैमिली डिस्ट्रॉय, बच्चे डिस्ट्रॉय, by just one mistakes. तो अब कुछ mistakes ऐसी होती है जिनके consequences बहुत बड़े होते हैं. तो जो wise person होते हैं ना, they always care about these things. ہمارا ایک سیگمنٹ ہوتا ہے بچوں کا غلام رسول یا فاطمہ سے ایک اور کچھ لیسنز ہوتے ہیں, آئیے دیکھتے ہیں.
کنیز فاطمہ گڈ گرل, کنیز فاطمہ ایوری ون لوز ہر, شی از ٹروتھفل, شی سٹرائز دی رانگ اینڈ انجوائز دی رائٹ, فاطمہ ایوری ون لوز ہر, شی از ٹروتھفل, شی سٹرائز دی رانگ اینڈ انجوائز دی رائٹ, فاطمہ.
Ice cream man is here, ice cream man is here. Come and get your ice cream before it runs out. Sweet and fresh ice cream is here. The ice cream man is here. Come and get your tasty ice cream.
Ice cream.
It's selling quickly, buy it before it runs out. Your sweet, tasty and fresh ice cream is here. Buy it before it runs out. Hurry, hurry, excuse before me, it runs me. Out. Your favorite ice cream is here.
Excuse me.
Yes, my dear.
Assalamualaikum, uncle.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Can I please have an ice cream, uncle?
Sure.
Chocolate flavor, please.
Did you come on your own?
Yes, uncle. I just live there.
All right, then. Here you go. Be careful, dear.
Wow! Chocolate ice cream. Yum!
Excuse me. Can you help me, please?
Huh?
The summary of the hadith of the final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, is that the one who respects his elders, meaning honors them, shows them reverence, will be with me in paradise. Raika! Raika? Raika? I don't know where she's gone. Raika? 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 Oh no! Why is the front door open? That's not a very good sign. Where is Raika gone? I'm so worried for her.
It's gonna be so much fun today. We'll play games with Raika. We'll have a party and loads of fun. What do you say, Barira?
Yes, that's right. We'll play all day long and have loads of fun.
Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Did you guys see Raika anywhere?
We just got here. Our dad just dropped us off now.
Oof.
Why, sis? What's wrong?
I'm looking for Raika. I just don't know where she's gone.
Where could she be? Where could she go?
I think that she's been kidnapped.
Kidnapped?
Haven't you heard that? The children that go Raika. Out of the house without informing anyone,
Raika?
Someone kidnaps them and takes them away.
Then what happens?
The kidnapper then asks for loads of money.
I've got £10 with me.
Yes, I also have £5 with me.
Raika!
Oh, that's okay then. We'll free up Raika. After all, she's our friend.
Sister, we both have £15 on us. Don't worry, we will pay and set Raika free.
What's wrong with you, Ariba? What are you saying?
I feel as if Raika has been kidnapped, and kidnappers take children away and then ask for loads of money to set children free.
Allahu Akbar! Ariba, what are you saying?
May Allah forbid! Raika must be somewhere around here. And Barira, remember, no one should say such kind of things. This is not good at all. Instead of this, we should say, may Allah forbid, as we seek refuge with Allah. Ariba, the summary of a hadith is that never a bad statement should be uttered from your mouth. So in the light of this hadith, we should always think positive. Negative thinking spreads fear amongst us, and it also makes us extremely restless and anxious.
Sure, sis. It won't happen again.
But we'll have to take this very seriously.
That's true.
Kanis Fatima, what's wrong? Why are you calling out for Raika?
Dad! I don't know where's Raika gone. She's not inside the house. And the main gate is also open.
Oh no. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'oon. May Allah make it easy. Have a look around. She must be somewhere here.
Dad, me, Ariba and Barira have searched through the whole house.
That's right, uncle.
Yes, uncle. We also look for her everywhere.
Is it possible that Raika has gone with brother Ghulam Rasool?
No, Kanis Fatima. I sent Ghulam Rasool somewhere for some work. And it's been quite some time since he's gone. You guys stay in the house. I'll go out and have a look.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
You seem so worried, Brother Ahmed. Is everything all right?
We can't find Raika. We don't know where she's gone. We've looked everywhere, but we can't find her.
Raika? I saw Riker standing next to Ice Cream Man.
What? Where did you see the Ice Cream Man?
He was standing in front of your house.
Allah forbid in case.
Well, don't worry. Quickly, call police.
In a rush, I forgot my phone at home. Let me go back home and ring them.
Okay.
Dad, did you find out anything?
No, my dear. I'm about to ring the police now. Uncle Babu saw her standing next to the Ice Cream Man.
Rekha also loves to eat ice cream, isn't it?
Oh Allah, make dua in your court that please save Rekha.
The danger keeps increasing. Make sure you keep your money safe.
Yes, that's right. I have £10.
Rekha's back! Rekha's back!
Yes,
everyone,
Rekha's
back!
Rekha's back!
Rekha's back!
Where did you go, my sweetheart? How worried we all got.
Nowhere, Dad. I didn't go anywhere.
Rekha, you weren't here. Tell us quickly now. Where did you go?
Dad, I brought her from the next street.
Rekha, what did you go over there for?
Actually, I went to get some ice cream. And what happened then was...
Can you help me, please? Do you know where Brother Amjad's house is?
The one with the yellow gate.
Jazakallah.
How cute this puppy is. Let me play with it a little bit.
Oh no, my ice cream! Where are you going? Give me back my ice cream! Stop now, you naughty puppy! Give me back my ice cream!
That's my ice cream! Why are you taking it?
Stop now! I'm not letting you go and escape! Come out now! You stole my ice cream! What do I do to you now? You're in a big trouble!
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Rekha, what are you doing on your own here?
Oh, it's you! I'm sorry, brother. The puppy snatched my ice cream.
But where is the puppy?
Look, there he is.
Oho! Rekha, I'll buy you another one. For now, come home with me. Everyone would be getting worried for you.
All right then.
Rekha, you have no idea how worried we all got. The children who go out of their house on their own without informing their elders, anyone can kidnap them.
Allah forbid, Dad. What are you saying?
May Allah always protect you. But remember, you should never leave the house on your own without informing an elder.
I'm sorry, Dad. I won't do this ever again.
That's good. She's back now. And our £15 is safe as well.
That's true. With the same money, we can also eat ice cream.
Dear children, wherever we may be, we should make sure that we don't leave the house without informing our elders. And whenever we go out, we should either go with our elder brother or our dad. And whenever we face any difficulties, then instead of creating a scene, we should be patient and find a good solution for it. And remember Allah Almighty. Because Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, Ala bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Pay heed. Only in the remembrance of Allah is the satisfaction of hearts.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, beautiful package and many, many madani pearls can be learned from it. Shahid bhai, aapke advice karenge.
MashaAllah, package of many madani pearls for parents and children as well. And if we just look at the aspect of parents first of all, about advising our children and guiding them that if they are to go out, they should speak to somebody, adult in the family. How many of us speak to our children in that aspect? Probably very few of us. And that is a big mistake which we do. We let our children go out of the household without even knowing where they're going or who they're going with. And obviously when children are out of the house, naturally as parents, we tend to get worried as to where they are, who they are. If they are to be at home by a particular time, why they're not home? Secondly, with children, it's worrying and a big mistake children will normally make is that when they go out, and they get mixed with the wrong company, for example, and anything can happen whilst they're out. And they won't think about the consequences what is happening upon the parents or rest of the family at home. So a big mistake children normally make is that when they go out, they need to be careful as to who they're associating with, let their parents know who they're going with, how long they're going to be out, and why they're going out with a particular person as well. So in case if the parents need to contact the child or whoever they're going with, at least they know who to approach and where they're going. Because I've seen many people as to young children, generation especially I would say, is they go out with one another without telling their parents where they're going, who they're going with, and they get mixed into the wrong crowd and end up doing such an aspect. that they get arrested by the police, they get taken into custody. And it's a big problem, because had they told their parents first that they're going with a particular person, the parents would have probably advised them not to associate with particular people. Parents are more experienced in life. They know what is right for children, what is not right for children. And it is an advice they can give to their children. Children normally take that as a controlling aspect or as a burden, that they tell their parents they're going with a particular person, and they don't tell their parents. It's a big mistake they do. My advice is that whenever you do something, don't hide it from your parents. Always be honest and open up with your parents that where you're going, who you're going with. It will be beneficial for you in the long term.
So many beautiful money puts from Shahid Bhai. Shah Sahib, first of all, I would like to give credit to Dawat Islami that, mashallah, the quality of these animations, mashallah, is absolutely amazing, mashallah. So Allah allow this to continue, inshallah. Mashallah, Shahid Bhai has talked about a lot regarding this package, but 2 points. First of all, you know, when she got lost, there was something that we seen was that other children were making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Today what happens is, you know, when a problem comes, we're rushing here, we're rushing there, but we forget to make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is one amazing lesson that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal this package taught. But on the other hand, another problem is that, you know, whenever someone passes away, we think, and we should as well, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, we read that. But remember, like we just seen in the package as well, any difficulty that comes, we should read it at that time as well. People think that it's only at the time of death when someone passed away, we read it at that time. But this is something that if you go through any problem, you should try to read it then. And that's exactly what we've seen. But when the girl did get lost, the other children, they read this ayat of the Holy Quran. So this is something, alhamdulillah, that we learned. A few years ago, there was one, because some of those that know the masla, there was one brother and he goes that, my mom, she's critical in hospital. One of the imam goes, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. No, mom has not passed away. And then he explained that, no, you can read it. Whenever you go through a difficulty, that's when you should read it, inshallah.
So this is also a mistake. This is related to our topic. We don't know the meanings.
Yes.
And we straight away say, oh, what are you saying? But you were saying right on that
time.
Yes, Shahid, back to our topic. There are many other things can be said about the time wasting as well, our biggest mistake in our life. We don't care about our time. We just sit and sit and sit in hours and hours. We go, oh, yaar, utna time ho gaya. To bhai, aapko nahi pata tha itna time ho gaya. Alarm 3 lagate hain, pehle pe uth jao. Lekin nahi, 3 alarm lagenge, phir bhi uthte nahi hai, time pe pahunchte. Yani ki bilkul mismanaged life hai hamari. Aur ye hamari mistake hai hamari life ki.
Yes, up here, on this aspect, everyone makes mistakes. The real important thing is that we learn from the mistakes and don't make the same mistake again. And there's a great saying that you can never make the same mistake twice, because the second time you make it, it's not a mistake, but it's a choice.
Yeah.
It's a choice that you've done. When time management, for example, as we're discussing that, when you know you're going to be at a particular place at a particular time, you know there's traffic, you know there's going to be other problems on the way as well. So why are you leaving to the last minute to leave? Why not manage that time from beginning at the right time? That is a
benefit of doubt. They say that sometimes it happens, accident, koi ho gaya. But majority of the time, hum apne ghar se late nikalte hain.
That's why, inshallah, so you know, you do it once, it's a mistake. You take the same route on a regular basis.
Jee.
So you're not gonna say it's a mistake again that I left late again. It's your choice that you're leaving late, and you have deliberately causing yourself that obstacle, that problem into the destination you're going. You know the problem you're going to face on the way because you faced it before. You know what other issues may arise. Your car could break down if your fuel may run out. So these are the things that which we don't take into consideration, and it's a mistake. Or even when we know that it's, I need to get fuel in my car. Why am I leaving it to the last minute? I know I got to go somewhere. Why not leave half an hour early, fuel up, then even if there is traffic, at least I'm on time. At the last minute, we'll make that mistake that I need to get fuel. It's a fuel that's caused me delay to get to a particular destination. Time management is a big issue which with a lot of people, that we leave things to the last minute. And even when we leave to the last minute, then once we get somewhere, we blame traffic. We blame other people on the road. This person would have given me way. There was an accident on the way. Again, it's a mistake that we do, and we need to realize that our management of time is in our hands, not anybody else's. It's in our hands how we manage that time. And if we manage that time correctly, we can achieve a good result. But if we mismanage that time, then it's our mistake, it's our loss, which we need to realize as well. Just on this other aspect, which was seen by and Ustaz Abdul touched earlier on as well, about mistakes within the family as well. When we don't give time to our children, we don't give time to the mothers of our children, and when our partner asks for time, big mistake we do is, I'm busy. Or, here's my watch, have the time, and I'll see you later. This is the mentality when people have as well. That we don't give time to our children, we don't give time to our partners, and then problems happen. And when problems come to such an extent, they end up separation with one another. Then they have tick for tack argument with one another. It is his fault, it is her fault. Had we realized that our time was important for our children at a young age, our time was important to our partners, our time is important for our parents, and managing that time would have been ideal to have an ideal happy home as well. Again, our own mistake by not giving time to our families as well, which is a big problem, which causes a lot of problem and separation from families, which we need to realize and manage our time properly.
MashaAllah. Ji Wasim bhai.
Shastri, there was a quote that I read today, a very, very good quote. Realizing a mistake is also progress. You can only progress if you realize your mistake. We see mistakes, especially in masajid, that are committed, but something that I would like to mention a couple of years ago, Dawat-e-Islami's itikaf in Birmingham, UK. There was one brother, 45, 50 years old approximately, and at the end of the itikaf, he mentioned something very critical. He goes, I've got two children, I've been married for X amount of years, I've only through your itikaf learned how to do my ghusl, how to read my namaz, how to do my wudu. So, Asmi, there's a couple of problems here. The first problem that there is here is, no, I'm reading my namaz, this is how my father read it, this is how my grandfather read it, it's all good. But until you don't realize, and this is why the ulama are there, sometimes they will correct, and you know, people, they don't want to accept. No, I've been doing this for 40 years, brother, I've been doing this for 50 years. So sometimes someone's going to explain to you, there's a reason behind they explain it to you. Sometimes you see people coming to the masjid, they're reading Tarawih, their feet are not placed properly, and they're there for 1.5 hours, and they, you know, the namaz in other ways, if it's not happening, the foot is not done properly, at least one or at least three for wajib, then you know your namaz is not going to happen. So it's very, very important that there's one thing that we try to do, and that's learn our religion with the right people as well. And alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is here. Because there's so many examples that we see people that do stuff because it's a lack of knowledge. And then when you explain to them, they don't want to accept that because they've been doing it for such a period of time. Like Quran, Shahid I mentioned at the start as well. Brother, I've been reading this as a child. I know what's right. My mom's been reading like this. Someone's telling you, accept it. So this is something that I would like to mention, and we understand our mistakes by seeking Islamic knowledge, inshallah.
MashaAllah, as I mentioned in starting, there are a few mistakes which don't have a big consequences. But when it's coming Sharia-wise, when it's coming to Ibadat-wise, it's a big consequences about your Ibad, about your Roza, about your Hajj, about your Zakat. Your mistake, you don't calculate your zakat properly, you don't know how to calculate your zakat. Now, Dawat-e-Islam made it easy for you.
Yeah.
We have an app, we have a scholar, free of charge, we don't charge anything. But another mistakes, I know everything. Hmm. You know everything. This is the biggest mistake. That I know everything, I don't need anybody. But yahan pe problem aa jata hai. Matlab hamari ibadat ko le le. Ab yahan pe lack of Islamic knowledge.
Yeah.
And we don't keen to earn Islamic knowledge, another problem hai hamara. Our mistakes are that Roza, Azan ho rahi hai, bhai Azan ho rahi hai, pehle check to kar lo ghadi, kaun si Azan ho rahi hai, kahan se, TV pe ho gayi ho, bhai TV pe London ki, aap Birmingham mein ho, bahut si jagah pe maine problem dekha, 5 to 7 minutes ka difference hai, itni mistake hai, choti choti, ki we don't realize, but inki consequences kitne ki hum gunahgar ho rahe hain. You done so much, bahut hardship aapne ikhtiyar ki, sardi mein, garmi mein, you went to masajid, you went umrah sharif, everything. Paaki nahi the. You don't know how to purify yourself. Ab kya hua? Masail huye ya nahi huye? Mistake, itni mistake hai hamari life mein. Acha koi samjhaya to samajhne ko taiyar nahi. Kyun samjhaye bhai? Jo samjhaya usko dushman samajhne lag jate hain. Ji Wasim bhai.
Shasta, mashallah. Honestly, you know, today's topic is that topic that we can do.
Many things can be covered.
We can do a full series of programs on this particular topic. The other thing that I would like to mention is for parents. We spoke a lot today about family relation and everything like that. But there's another problem that comes, Shasab, is that where a father or a mother, you know, now the son is doing something wrong. Now, like we discussed yesterday as well, mother will always put parda on it as well. But there's another problem that comes that a father will take his son to Imam Sahib, for example, Ustaz Sahib, my son is doing this wrong, my son is doing that wrong.
Shaitan.
Exactly. A lot more than that as well. But the problem that comes now is that, look, if you want the real effect on your child's life, then you do it with hikmat. You know, this hikmat of wisdom, it's a huge, huge thing that if we get even a drop of wisdom in our life, a lot of our problems can be removed. Now, if you're going to take your son and you're going to tell all of his problems in front of so-and-so that you're going to take him to, he won't be able to explain now because of huge barriers come in the middle. So if you need your child to be explained, you want to tell Imam Sahib, you want to tell Ustaz Sahib, then the best way to do this is tell him privately, and then basically he can work around his own accord. But if you're going to do it, there's a huge barrier that comes. So really, in other words, look out for other people. Help other people in the right way. Sometimes, Shasab, we want to correct someone's mistake. Instead of correcting his mistake in a good way, we're trying to correct his mistake in a bad way, meaning the opposite effect will come. Because remember one thing, Shasab, you know, if you're going to praise someone, that person is all yours. That person is with you. But as soon as you mention something negative about a person, it's difficult to take that on board. So if you're going to mention something negative, mention it in a good way, mention it with wisdom and hikmat, inshallah, so the person would understand, inshallah.
My last advice, Nakis Mashwara, to everyone. Okay, what happened? We don't listen the full conversation and we still stamp. That's it, done. Apna faisla foran suna diya. Pehle baat to sun lo agle ki yaar. एक बहुत बड़ी मिस्टेक है जिसकी वजह से प्रॉब्लम्स बढ़ती हैं, दूरियां बढ़ती हैं, गलत फहमियां, मिसकंसेप्शन होता है, मिसकम्युनिकेशन की वजह से भी होता है. इसीलिए कहते हैं कि थिंक गुड. व्हाई? क्योंकि यू ऑलवेज डिलीवर, योर एक्शन डिपेंड्स ऑन योर थिंकिंग. आप अच्छा सोचेंगे तो अच्छा होगा ना. एक बच्चा था, उसके बाद दो सेब थे, एंड फादर सेब, सन गिव मी एप्पल, एंड बिफोर ही वाज गिविंग एप्पल एक चक मार लिया. बाप ने देखा ये क्या. इससे पहले के बाप कहता हूँ, बच्चे ने दूसरे में भी चक मार लिया. दोनों बाप एकदम गुस्से में ना, तो चेहरा जो है ना वो अजीब सा हो गया. तो उसने बेटे ने कहा, अबू ये वाला मीठा है. यानी हम पहले से गुस्सा हो जाते हैं उसकी किसी की बात समझने से पहले. वो चेक कर रहा था कि कौन सा मीठा आपको देने के लिए. तो अच्छी बात के लिए कोशिश करें. सल्लू अल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम.
Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.